It's 40 years in the future. A man shows up on your doorstep and tells you that you can go back in time and tell your teenage self one thing. What would it be? I knocked on my neighbor's doors and found out what they would say. I was told to use my time wisely.
I would tell my teenage self to not procrastinate and do the tough things first.
Learn time management while you have the time to learn it before you get stuck having to use it.
Use the time wisely and have fun.
I was told to listen to my parents.
I would listen to my dad more. I would have listened to what he said.
Mom really does know best.
I would tell my teenage self to remember what I was taught because my parents weren't as senseless or as clueless as they seemed.
Not all adults are stupid, and they mostly do know what they're talking about because they've experienced life and you have not.
They told me to follow my dream.
Continue to follow my dreams to the nth degree.
I would tell my teenage self to follow my passion.
And to make sure I stand out.
Don't follow the crowd. Think for yourself.
And I would say don't be afraid. Don't worry about what other people think of you or if you're going to be good enough or the right person for it. Just go for it and do it if you know it's the right thing to do.
I would tell my teenage self to be myself. Stay myself. Don't give in to peer pressure.
Trust yourself, and you're smarter than you think you are.
They inspired me.
I promise you that whatever seems like an insurmountable problem right now, in 10 years, even 5 years from now, it won't even matter.
It's to learn to listen better, mm-hmm. Especially at that younger age, because I didn't listen much to my folks. But moving forward, that's helped me a lot.
And told me as it really was.
Lots of things happen in life. You know, there's no knight in shining armor that's probably going to sweep you off your feet and save you from all your problems, you know.
And finally, they taught me to never lose your sense of humor.
I would say to eat more White Castle and pass out more Halloween candy.
For WHJE Radio, this has been Sarah Lane, and more great stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.